This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitavach, Agazintavach, the Chassam Sofer, this week's parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, brings the suffix of the Rivash. The Rivash wants to know, we know the halacha is that if a master knocks out the eye or the tooth of his servant, of his slave, the slave goes free. The pasuk says, V'chiyake ishes in avdoi oy es in amasoi. Or if he knocks out the shein of his eved or amma, the eved or amma goes free. But as the Chassam Sofer, citing the shaila of the Rivash, what would the din be if the eved starts fighting with the master and he really gets the master upset, and in frustration and in anger the master knocks out his eye or his tooth? Does he go free in such a circumstance? Well, the Chassam Sofer ventures to prove that in fact one does go free, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Brachas on Daf Hei. The Gemara says, how do we know that Yisurim are memarek, cleanse all of a person's sins? Says the Gemara, it's a kavachoymer from Shein and Ayin. That we know that if you knock out the tooth or the eye of your slave, the slave goes free. Then Yisurim, which cleanse a person's whole guf, all the more so a person should be freed from his sin. Well, points out the Chassam Sofer, Yisurim is not without cause. Yisurim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, Ein Yisurim B'loi Avayin. We provoked God, so to speak, to bring the Yisurim. We sinned. And even though we sinned, the Yisurim that God sends us are for our atoning. Now, if Yisurim, which we caused, because that's the only type of Yisurim there are, Ein Yisurim B'loi Avayin, if the Yisurim that we precipitate cleanse us, and the only source, the whole Makar, the Makar that Yisurim are Memarek is from Shein V'ayin, then clearly Shein V'ayin has to be able to release an Eved, even if the Eved was the one who precipitated the knockout of his tooth or his eye. In other words, the Gemara learns out that Yisurim cleanse a person from a kavachoymer from Shein V'ayin. Now we know Yisurim is even though we sinned first and we caused God to bring the Yisurim on us. And if even those Yisurim cleanse a person, then it has to be that the Makar, that where the tooth or the eye of a slave was knocked out, also would free the slave if the master was caused to knock out the slave's tooth or eye because the slave got him angry. That is the proof of the Chassam Sofer to the suffix of the Rivash. However, the Ben La'ashri, the Tzadik Ranana, says that this is not a clear proof in all cases, because it's true, Ein Yisurim B'loi Chet. However, the Chatoim that we may do to precipitate Yisurim are not rebellious against God. The Yetzahara convinces us and gets us caught up in our desires and our taiva, and it's not lahachis. If we would know that the sin would bring a certain yisurim, we would never sin in the first place. That being the case, since we don't sin lahachis, then, and the makar that yisurim cleanse is from Shein V'ayin, well, maybe then, only in a situation where the master intentionally knocks out the eved's tooth or eye under the circumstance where the Eved happens to get the master upset. But what if the Eved lahaches bekavana is trying to anger the master so that the master gets upset and knocks out his tooth? In such a case, perhaps the Eved would not go free. And don't say it has to be he goes free, because we know Yisurim cleanse a person, because only Yisurim that we sinned benezed cleanse a person, but not Yisurim that we sin lahachis. We'd have no evidence that Yisurim that are precipitated by sins that are lahachis would cleanse a person. In fact, the Ben La'ashri said that he would say the opposite of the conclusion of the Chassam Sofer in a situation where one sins lahachis. Namely, there's an interesting Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Dalet that if a Eved lights the haystack of someone else, the master is not chayiv. Why? Because if the master would be chayiv, maybe the master will provoke the Eved, and the Eved will want to get back at the master, and he'll start lighting people's haystacks on fire, and the Adon is going to have to pay millions of dollars for all the houses the Eved burns down. So as a tikkun for the Adon, so that in a case where the Adon gets the Eved angry, the Eved doesn't burn down hundreds of homes, so we say that the Adon is pater. Well, says the Ben La'ashri, if we are concerned for the tikkun, for the rectification, and the situation of the Adon, even in a situation where he got the Eved angry, all the more so, where the Eved went ahead and got the Adon angry for the express purpose of the Adon knocking out his tooth and him freeing the Eved, all the more so we should be concerned for the tikkun of the Adon, and we should not allow the Eved to go free. Otherwise, any Eved who wants to go free will just provoke the Adon in order to knock out his teeth. So if we're concerned for the tikkun of the Adon, even in a case where the Adon angers the Eved, all the more so we should be concerned for the tikkun of the Adon, where the Eved angers the Adon so that the Adon would knock out his tooth or eye. So that is the way the Ben La'ashri resolves the Shaila of the Rivash for the situation where the Eved goes out of his way to anger the Adon for the Adon to knock out his eye or his tooth. Wishing everyone a gutavach, a gezuntavach, a mazel dekavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.